Have you ever been outside in the sunlight and just felt that sun just... No, not recently, but have you ever, in the summertime, have you ever sat outside and felt the sun and the sunlight and the light just shining right on your face? Mm-hmm. Have you done that?
Yes.
It feels wonderful, doesn't it?
When I'm lying on my floaty in my friend's pool, I lie back and I see the sun and it just
yes, it is really nice. All right. Okay, Nicole, take this and shine that. Shine it in my face. Shine it in my face.
Good.
Shine it in my face.
Oh.
See? And now I'm going to take the mirror, and I'm going to reflect it to shine. I got it to do this earlier. See, it shines in everybody else's face. Well, see it shining?
Point the flashlight right after me and then that'll work.
No, it's shining. Oh, okay. See, is it reflecting? I got it to do it this morning when I was practicing. Because it was working just fine. No? Okay. Well, it does work. Okay. So... Thank you. So, in order for me to get the sun light to shine on my face or your face, there's two things we have to do, and that is important. We must keep the mirror facing the light. If I turn away from the light, I cannot reflect the light.
That you did.
Thank you. I must make sure that nothing comes between the light and me. So I have to make sure that I have that light shining right on me and that sun shining right on me in order to reflect it, right? The Bible tells us that there was once a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light, but he came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. Who do you think the true light is that the Bible is talking about?
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. That is right. Jesus is the light of the world. You and I need to be like John. The Bible says we need to let the light shine on us, and so that is God. We need to let God shine on us and into our hearts. So there are two things we must do in order to do that. What is it? Okay.
Trust in God and trust in others.
Okay, yes. But we also must keep our face towards God. In Jesus, right?
Yeah.
In order to get that light. And we must not let anything come between us and the light. Okay? So we can't let any bad things come between us and the light. We need to keep focused on Jesus and God. And that way, our light will shine out on you and shine out on all the members of the congregation. Okay? Now, I do have flashlights for every one of you, but... Yes, you can keep them, but you're not going to get them until you go back to junior church. But I want you to remember that when you see this light, it's the light of God that you're shining. You're going to shine it on everyone, okay? All right. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we want to reflect your light in the world. Help us to keep our face turned towards you and help us to keep anything from coming between you and me. Amen.
Amen.
Now we have two things to hang up, to put on the altar. And she wants to say something.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
So.